Hello, and welcome to the Language of God. My name is Stefan Dela Cruz, and I am the Friend of God. On today's podcast, I introduce a new series called The Age of the Hunters. I will be sharing from Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, and it reads like this: "But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks." In the Age of the Hunters series, I will share my thoughts about the 2020 Corona pandemic, the end of time, also known as the last days, and the Age of the Hunters found in Jeremiah 16, 16. I will bring these three great events together and show how God is preparing His people for this new age. Let us begin the Age of the Hunters, the pandemic. At the time I shared this sermon, the coronavirus has become a pandemic in the world. At the beginning of this pandemic, about 4 months ago from the time of this podcast's release, which was September 2020, the United States of America closed all its businesses, schools, churches, and any place people gathered. The hope and the purpose was to slow down the spread of the virus. After 4 months of this, the government has slowly begun opening businesses, schools, and casinos. Imagine that. But churches have been banned to reopen in some states. For months now, the people of God have had to worship from home instead of at church. We have entered into a new age. The world has changed, and so now has the church because of this worldwide pandemic. The way we once worshiped, sung our songs, and praised God in church will never be the same. The gathering of great crowds for the laying on of hands for healing, the gathering of great crowds to hear the powerful preaching of the Word of God from the pulpit has been changed. The manna, which is the Word of God, it's the bread that feeds our spirit. The manna that was once fresh is now old. It is a new day, a new age, so we must go out and gather fresh manna for this new age. Will we ever go back to the way it was? Will we return to our churches? Ever? I would say yes, we will, but it won't be the same. For some of our leaders and some of the people of the church, they will find it very hard to adjust. They can only function in the old ways, and that is to be a fisher of men and women. Those ways are found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, and it reads like this: "As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said, 'Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people.'" Now, the Old King James Bible translation says it this way: "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." For hundreds of years, we have been taught to be fishermen, to think as a person who fishes by casting their nets to catch fish and bring them in. In a like manner, we are to cast our nets out into the world and bring in the lost into the kingdom of God. This was a beautiful metaphor for the people of God throughout the ages and throughout the world, a way to share the gospel of Jesus, being a fisher of men and women. As the Friend of God, I have seen the path that God is taking us, the place where we must all be to fulfill the will of God. The path is not clear for most of you who are listening to this podcast, but you must trust God. There is a new age that God is calling His people. That new age is called the Age of the Hunters. God is sending out a call to the hunters to come and to bring in the lost souls by a new strategy, a new way here in this new age. We will still be fishers of men, but now we will combine it with being hunters, and we will use the metaphor of the hunter hunting for the lost souls, bringing them back to the kingdom of God. If you haven't taken the time to hear my teaching on where the mountains go, please visit my website, thelanguageofgod.net, and take a listen to Where the Mountains Go. You can find The Language of God on your favorite podcast provider. Now, speaking of the path not being clear, it reminds me of my experience as this pandemic began. My day job takes me into hospitals and laboratories all over the U.S. If you have been to my website, you know that I work as a biomed engineer and I repair medical equipment for a living. Just before the coronavirus struck, I remember dreading traveling into the larger cities to work. The larger cities are very congested with rush hour traffic. I would have to add an hour or more to my travel because of the traffic. Cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, San Diego, Houston, Detroit, they would be challenging. And I would have to prepare myself for the traffic, the rush hour traffic. I have been in so many traffic jams in my career that it's not funny. I remember one traffic jam in Chicago. It was so bad. In the middle of the highway, where the speed limit is about 70 miles an hour, I was standing still, stuck in rush hour traffic for an hour. In the middle of summer, it was crazy hot. The heat was pushing up into the upper 90s. Let me tell you, it was challenging to stay and to be patient. With the schedules I had, it was like, oh, what am I going to do? That's the way it was before the coronavirus struck the U.S. Well, when this pandemic began and the country was shut down, people were asked to stay home and businesses asked to close. It changed everything. Because of my job, throughout this pandemic, I continued going into hospitals to keep the systems running that kept people safe. Just a few days after the businesses were asked to shut down and stay home, I was called into a major hospital in Detroit. As I began my journey to Detroit, I began to notice fewer to no cars on the road. When I reached the Detroit city limits, I saw the strangest thing I had ever seen before in my life. What I observed was no people walking around in the city. None. It was amazing. You see, to get to this hospital, I had to drive downtown and pass the main college. Before the pandemic, it was a nightmare of traffic to be downtown. People and students everywhere, cars backed up. But this time, there were no people, no traffic, no cars parked on the street, nothing. It was a ghost town, like something out of an apocalyptic movie. Nothing, no humans, not even a dog running around. I stopped my car at a street light that had just turned red as I was nearing downtown. As the light turned green to go, I held my place, just for a moment, to take in this incredible, horrific scene, this sight. No people, no life. It was unreal. When I arrived at the hospital, people that were working there were filled with fear, and you could feel it. It was so thick with fear. You were breathing it in. I reminded myself, as I traveled during this very difficult time and I walked into these hospitals, that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. This is how I walked into these places, with power and authority. I found myself many times encouraging people and giving them hope that this was not the end. I have also become very aware that the people of God, many of them are crying out and praying to be taken from this world in the rapture, an event found in the Bible as a taking away of the believers before God judges the world. So these followers of Christ would rather not face what is coming and escape the struggle for the souls of men, women, and children. I find this very disturbing because we are the ones that are the light of the world. We are the ones that stand between life and death. If you leave, who will go? Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. And it reads like this. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Is that your spirit to say, here am I, send me? Send me into the darkness, to the front lines, I will go? Or are you trying to find a way out of this mess? Ask yourself, who will take your place? Did you know that you are the only one that can do what you do? That God has put you in that job, into that friendship, into that marriage, into that family, to help them, to encourage them, to love them, and yes, to protect and care for them? No one else can take your place. Even with all your imperfections, you are the only one that can stand between the dark and the light, between death and life. Yes, you. Just as you are the one. So I want to encourage every person listening to me today to stay and fight the good fight. Be strong and courageous. Be a friend to God and come to the battle and hold your ground. Be faithful in what you have been given. And for those of you who still do not want to engage into the struggle for the souls of men, women, and children, I would ask of you this. Where are your thoughts taking you? Where is your courage? Where is your compassion? Do you really just want to get out of this mess and leave it to someone else? Well, I say no to that way of thinking. We are the ones, you are the one, that will change the world that you live in. When the darkness pushes, we push back. We are the front line. You are the front line. I want to encourage you that are out there listening, going through this pandemic right now, to strengthen yourself in the word of the Lord, to encourage yourself by listening to worship songs and worshiping God and spending time in his presence. Don't be like the people of this world, overcome with fear and anxiety and having no answers. You have answers. Your God has set you free, and he is your covering. I want you to remember this. There was a time that a man came, his name was Jesus, and he took your crown, a crown of thorns, and he wore that crown of thorns and took your place. That crown of thorns was placed upon his head, which represents your mind, your thoughts, your sanity. And today, in this year of 2020, we battle, we fight, we resist a virus called Corona. When translated, that word corona means crown. Let Christ take this crown also from you. Let it not be put on your head and mentally disable you, because you are a daughter of God. You are a son of God, and you have been given victory. You are to wear the crown given to you by God. Found in James chapter 1, verse 12, the crown of life. I want to encourage you to go to my website and listen to my podcast, where the mountains go. It will build your faith. When you get a chance, please take a moment to listen. You can find Where the Mountains Go at my website. To get to my website, it's called The Language of God. It's all one word, .net. Go there and click on Where the Mountains Go. And when you're done with that one, go over to the podcast that says The Friend of God. I want to encourage you. I want to build you up. I want to give you the tools that you need in this time. And remember, let Christ wear the crown for you. You don't need it because Christ is your protector, your provider. He is your friend. When you go to the Friend of God podcast, once you get there, you're going to find out it's not about God being your friend. It's all about you being God's friend. When God needs your friendship, you come to the rescue. You are the 911. You are the front line, the hero. You will begin to understand that as the friend of God, you have been called to help. No one else will be coming. You are the one. There will be no backup because you're the backup. This is the nature of the friend of God. It is powerful, strong, and authoritative. The person that is a friend of God has a sound mind. The friend of God stands in the midst of the battle with their friend and fights to the end. Do you have that kind of friendship with God? That kind of spirit? Don't take on the spirit of fear and alarm and distress that the world has, but take on the spirit that God gives you, and that is a power of love and a sound mind. So, in the midst of this pandemic and traveling into these cities that were nothing more than ghost towns, the Spirit of God awakened my spirit to the path that we are to follow in this new age. No longer are we to be silent as a lamb led to the slaughter. Acts chapter 8, verse 32. But now we are to be as young lions who awaken to the hunt. Isaiah 5, verse 29. We are being called. You are being called to the age of the hunters. Jeremiah 16, 16. You know, when Jesus called his disciples over 2,000 years ago, he said to them, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." For over 1,000 years, we have been taught to be fishermen and to cast our nets into the world. This is a figurative teaching for us to share the gospel of the good news with the world. Since that time, church organizations and denominations have risen. They laid a foundation of how the people of God will and should worship, how they should teach and bring new converts into the kingdom of God. This is the pattern that has been followed for all these decades. Attend church, worship, listen to your pastor or your priest. And to go out from the church and reach the lost multitudes, using the skills as fishermen. This is the way it was, and there was nothing wrong with that way. But that time has now passed. We are no longer to go out only as fishermen. But now God is calling for the hunters to come. We find that in Jeremiah 16, verse 16. Something great and fearful has happened to the people on this earth. Something that affects the whole planet, a pandemic, the coronavirus. Every nation on the planet is affected. We have entered into a new age. This is a time that you have been created for. Use the gifts you have to reach the people around you. Be the voice of reason when everyone else can't seem to make sense. Be that person and use your wisdom. Be a person of strength and courage. Be ready in season and out of season. And ask yourself this, what kind of spirit do you have? Is it victorious? Is it powerful? Just know when the darkness pushes you around, you can push back on the darkness. Their anger, their hatred is not yours, so don't receive it. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You have been given a spirit of power. 2 Timothy verse 7 says it this way, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." It's time for you to rise up as young lions and make war in the spiritual realm, engaging in prayer and spiritual warfare, pulling down strongholds and spiritual powers of the air, and every imagination and thought that exalts itself above God. We are called to this age. We are living at the end of time. And the last age for this generation is the age of the hunter. Will you answer the call? Thank you for joining me. I hope this podcast has been a blessing in your life. Join me on my next podcast as I continue with part two of The Age of the Hunters, The End of Time. It's not what you think. If you enjoyed this show, please share it with one person this week. Encourage others to listen to The Age of the Hunters. If you have any comments, you can connect with me at Facebook or by email. You can find this information at my website, thelanguageofgod.net. When contacting me, please include the show title you are commenting on. Go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life and live again. I invite you to drink from the river of life and live again. Have a great day. And remember, you are not alone.